Yeah, morning, everybody. You're welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. Today is one of those days when everything just doesn't go right. Right from early in the morning, I got myself worked up unduly. I almost lost my temper. It took a lot for Sherif and I to keep ourselves on our seats. It took a lot this morning. And so we apologize if you felt a bit offended, but we're humans. Right, so today we were going to do a review of The Return of the King, you know, the sequel to King of Boys. But unfortunately, our resource persons cannot make it, I think, because of the rain. Nedu is stuck in his estate, surrounded by water. I thought that he would swim it out and whatever, but he couldn't do so. And the other gentleman we're expecting to, he's not here. I think he's also, maybe his own house tree is submerged. And the third person who actually came, in spite of me asking that if you've watched the movie, would you like to do the review? He said yes. He came here, I asked him the first question, have you watched the movie? He said no. Hey, but I'd like to see you for something else. No, that won't work with me. You wanted to say something?
Let me just keep quiet.
No, say something.
Because I'm wondering, like, it was an open invitation. If you've seen the movie,
yeah,
come, let's review.
Let's review.
But you've not seen the movie and you're here.
And you're here. And you say you've heard about it.
Anyway, no.
I got it all wrong. Sometimes that is why some of us don't believe completely in democracy. The original plan was to open it up to people, you know, to our listeners out there, to have an opportunity to express themselves. Normally, we know how we invite guests.
Yeah.
But because of the nature of this one, I said, let's even get a feel. Rather than, you know, allow people, tell people to call in and express their views, let's get one or two of them so that we can all get a feel of it.
You know, the truth is, some people may even be wondering why we want to be talking about a movie and everything, but they won't know how important it is when someone does a very good, amazing job. We rarely, praise Nigerian movies. It's been a consensus so far, as regards this particular one, and it's just right that we talk about it. It's just right. We're not hyping or promoting or anything.
No, it's on his merit.
That's why, because a lot of people are talking about it, and we just want to know why. I mean, I've not seen the movie. I will not even lie. I've not seen the movie, so there's no. I'm not even going to be the guest, because I don't know anything about the movie. But people have been talking about it, which means that there is some level of credence to what they've seen.
Oh yeah, look, look. If I tell you that I've watched the movie four times,
and it's been
four times, I mean it, and I'm not fooling around, and I'm not kidding. I am not kidding, and I'm not fooling around.
I'm watching it
four times. And you're talking almost 7 hours, and I've watched it four times. Not just that. Yesterday, the whole of the afternoon, I was going through reviews on YouTube. And there was a particular guy who did a wonderful job on YouTube. His analysis took about 1.5 hours.
My word.
Yes, it took about 1.5 hours. And so, that because, like you rightly said, I mean, it's not my job to hype anybody's movie or whatever. But when we find that we have our own Nigerians, who have done something that is of world standard. Of course, there are enough criticisms to go around about the movie, I must say. There are enough criticisms about it. But when you have something, a movie that is world standard, you know, one thought that we would be able to. But now, as it is, even my spirit is down now over the various reactions that I've gotten. So we'll leave it till maybe next week, you know, at a more appropriate time. And then I know how to get participants to take part in such a thing. I do apologize. It won't happen again. Okay, one of the news items that we missed this morning that would excite people like you, Sherif, or Dimeji. I don't even know. You have three names now. You have Sheriff, you have Dimeji, you have Kekere.
Ah, you remember? Oh, why do
I remember? Yes, but okay, we'll just say with Sheriff, so you don't look over your shoulder and wonder how it is. Besides, I'm not in that mood this morning. One of the stories that we missed this morning is found in the Punch. Okay, and it says, partial access on Twitter restored. And I'm surprised this story is making page 20.
So I saw it yesterday.
Yes.
And I don't even know why nobody noticed.
Nobody noticed. And I'm surprised that...
Maybe it's because it's not true. I'm not sure.
It looks true. Let me read the story. I'm glad you said maybe it's not true.
Yeah.
The story says that there were indications on Wednesday that Nigerians may now have partial access to Twitter. Okay. Checks by our correspondents, that is the Punch correspondents, show that as of Wednesday night, access to the microblogging site had been restored through computer systems. However, trials via the mobile phone were not successful.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain that. What it means is that they probably discovered that if you try Twitter through your computer, you'll be able to get through, and you'll be able to post and whatever, but you can't do it through the mobile phones. And then, of course, they now go into the history, how the government had said that, you know, announced indefinite suspension and so on. And then the story goes on to say that a top official of the Ministry of Information, who spoke to one of our correspondents on condition of anonymity. I don't know why newspapers have this habit of always putting that clause there.
Yeah.
Who spoke to? Just say use a better word, or just say a top official. Once you say a top official and you don't put his name, everybody knows. But every time you have to add this long, winding
that
sentence.
Same thing, yeah.
A top official of the Ministry of Information who spoke to us on company. You don't need all that. Anyway, I said that there had been agreement in principle for lifting of the site. So, if we were to go by the Punch story, then it is probably true. Maybe it's just you know, government can be slow in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe everything has been tidied up, like they were saying, Yoruba, you know.
But that thing should be trending on Twitter, by the way.
It said the story.
Yeah.
How do I know if it's trending on Twitter when I cannot access Twitter?
We have Nigerians on Twitter in the UK, for instance.
Oh, definitely. I mean, even people in... I decided not to post because I don't want any VPN. The small money where I get, I don't want any VPN that would create a problem for me and wipe me out in this era of
Quality.
You know, and that's why I said there was life before Twitter and there will be life after Twitter. If Twitter comes back, fine. If it doesn't come back, chicken now. But I hit a very bad... My numbers went down on my blog.
That's right.
Obviously.
I miss Twitter. I miss you. I've been off Twitter for now.
Yeah, but you're looking more robust. You're looking fatter.
It's not the same.
It's like we said this morning before you and I almost lost our temper. Which country in the world, which known established country would allow a doctor strike for more than a week?
Hmm.
I can't imagine the doctors on the NHS saying they're going on strike.
There are no
for a
consequences
week.
These things. Yeah.
No consequence. Everybody's happy to be at home. Maybe the thinking is that we didn't even have the money to go to hospitals anyway. But the symbolism of it is mind-boggling. And so in that sense, I've conditioned my mind that I've come to accept the country that I live in, the country I grew up in is my country. I can't do anything about it. All things are possible. Usually, you want to point fingers at the leaders because the buck stops at their table. But we are the problem. We, the people, are the problem. I make bold to say that. Because it's from within us, in any case, that the leadership emerges. And so they're just a reflection of the rest of us, unfortunately. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Okay, so look at the sloppy way in which we run things. So most likely there's been some agreement, there's been some level of agreement, and it says that the official said yes, that there have been agreement in principle. And the Punch made attempts to speak to Mohammed on Wednesday. Another thing is, I don't think for everything under the sun you have to contact the Minister of Information. I think that, again, just happens here.
Mm.
Yeah, you know. And that's because, of course, the kind of governments that we've had are not proactive. This idea of picking up your phone and calling the minister. In the first instance, I don't even believe in having a Minister of Information. I believe in having a director or something of information. And, all these NAN and NBC and whatever shouldn't be under the supervision of the minister.
That's right.
They should be held as public trust. You know, but that's a story for another day. NTA, even NBC. NBC should not be a government agency.
Mm.
It should be independent. You know, but we're not there yet. Our politicians won't want to let go.
Mm.
All this, BBC is run by public trust. It's not BBC. The MD of BBC is not appointed by the Prime Minister of the UK, of the United Kingdom. It's here that we have government wanting to hold on. And Obasanjo just started this thing when he took over one night, unilaterally took over Daily Times and New Nigeria back in the day.
Mm.
Oh, I miss the good old Daily Times. That I worked in before Obasanjo, that's in his first outing. How many outings has the man had? Do we count it as two or three?
Two.
He did two terms.
Let's do... Oh, that one.
Yes.
Let's do,
okay, so we'll call it three.
Well, let's call it three.
Yes.
Let's call it three.
He had two terms. The first let's one was the one where he said, much against my personal wish and desire, but he didn't... that's what he said. We had a big laugh then when we were in uni. We used to mimic him. There's much against my personal wish and desire. That one. But then we've had various sorts of. I remember the days of My Hands Are Tied. That's just a short moment. Obasanjo was much against my. In his Egba tone as usual, much against my personal wish and desire. But he from then, he's actually grown up to be a statesman. He has his faults. But one thing I would say any day, Obasanjo is a hands-on president. He's a hands-on president. He's like every other person. He has agendas. He has this and that, like every typical Nigerian. But the one thing you cannot accuse Obasanjo of on most matters is lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You can't accuse. You can accuse
there's,
him
there's,
of.
There's no doubt about.
There's
that.
No doubt about it. You can accuse him of having an agenda. Okay, and only God knows where that agenda will be coming from. But you can't accuse him of exhibiting a lack of knowledge. You know, you don't. He's not in that mold at all.
And, that's right. That's
and like right. I said, he's a hands-on president.
Mm.
And Obasanjo most likely would handle this doctor strike. He'd probably lock all of them up and say, well, there's water, there's cola nut, and whatever. None of us is leaving this place until we have... Is that proactive?
Mm.
He could barge into any meeting, barge into any negotiations. But what we have is what we have. Anyway, so the President Association of Telecoms Companies, Iketuku Namani, when contacted, said that he was not aware of the lifting of the ban. And that says Lai Mohammed proved abortive. He said he was away to Cape Verde, where he was attending the World Tourism Conference. Maybe he'll take time out to greet Oshomole's former in-laws. They might invite him to dinner. Hey, you know Oshomole's wife.
Yeah.
But I think she's left him now. I don't know. It's up to them. But since there has been no telecommunication with the telcos as related to lifting the ban. Meanwhile, Twitter on Wednesday launched a feature to tackle abuse and trolling, which had become major issues for the platform. Sherif, what is trolling?
And that's trolling.
Is it? It's called trolling.
Mm.
So it's not R, it's O.
Mm.
And if it was Yoruba, I have a dot under it.
Yeah.
So it has no dot. So I stand corrected. It is trolling. Is it strolling or trolling?
Trolling.
Uh-huh, okay.
Mm.
So what is trolling? Sorry, what is trolling?
What people do most especially to you, for instance, anything you say online that people keep badgering relentlessly.
Yes.
Someone did it again this morning on YouTube. Like relentless, the same person.
Yes.
Then he now took others to now respond to him.
Yes.
So first person responded to him. Second person, so people now started responding to him. So that's trolling, like it's just relentlessly.
Those ones are the ones that I think they call influencers.
No. These ones are different.
Some of the, you see, this is what happened. Anybody you can actually hire influencers. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But you need to hire intelligent people.
Yeah.
Now, when you hire people that are not intelligent, what they resort to is this trolling.
Yeah.
You know. And the kind of bashing I get from that, or so-called bashing I get from that guy that you said, it will be the same thing every day. He has been paid to do it.
The same thing.
Yes, he has been paid to do it. When I don't listen to him, you keep writing, you don't listen to him every day.
And you keep coming back.
And you keep coming back the next day. he's a non-entity. He's this, is that. What some of them don't know is that in reality, they're exhibiting their ignorance, you know. And that, I would advise those who use influencers that you better go look for another way to get this thing done, because most of the influencers that you have, most of them, I'm sorry to say, they don't have it. They don't have it. What you
substance.
Need
substance.
What you need is substance, and not somebody who is just somebody who will protect your interest. It doesn't mean he'll go out attacking. And if a good influencer, for example, would sometimes agree with your opponent to give himself some credibility. A good influencer sometimes will ignore certain things that you do that you know that affect you. He should be able to tell his client that, okay, let's be silent on this one. But yeah, no.
Exactly.
Because usually, again, like everything in Nigeria, is man, no man. And usually it will be given out as a contract. So you give the contract to Sheriff. Sheriff says, Papa J, you need some extra cash. I say, why not? He said, okay, work under my supervision. So they give Sheriff 200,000.
You know?
Sheriff will give me 20,000. Then I in turn now harass Philip. Philip, this you can't do that. This is what we want to take this so that you too can have something to eat.
But I agree with you. A good influencer should be a good strategist.
Good strategist.
You know when to fall out. You know when to retreat. You know when to
retreat. Would even sometimes agree with. And an influencer should also know that there's a tomorrow. You're putting your own reputation on the line. But then again, a lot of them use false names.
Yeah.
But that can be traced.
They create pseudonames.
Yeah, pseudo accounts. Yeah. But some of them are just. I stopped reading all those comments after a while, because there was just nothing in it.
I read them. I don't get offended by what anybody says about me.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
Yeah, you're welcome back to the program that we never planned. And it's turning out to be quite interesting. Before I open up the lines, I'd like to read this story. And I will not make any comment on it. But I will open the lines. You can make your comments, but please be guarded. You know, let's all, two wrongs don't make a right. I know some of you will be infuriated but when I finish reading this story. But let's just be calm, okay? Now, listen to this. This is in The Punch, and it's written by Deborah Tolu Kolawale, and it says, 5 days after the Nigerian Medical Association issued a strike notice, the federal government has yet to reach out to the leadership of the body to forestall another action that may throw the nation's convulsing health sector into a deeper crisis. Let me read that again. 5 days after the NMA, Nigerian Medical, has issued a strike notice, the federal government is yet to reach out to the leadership of the body to forestall another action. Members of the resident doctors have been on strike since 2nd of August, leaving consultants and nurses overwhelmed and many patients stranded. Leaving many patients stranded means they don't have access to treatment, and some of them would have died. Would most likely have died. On Saturday, the NMA, after its National Executive Council meeting in Benin, Edo State, issued a 21-day ultimatum to the government to meet its demands and those of its affiliates like NAD, the Medical and Dental Consultants Association, Medical and Dental Specialists Association, Basic Medical Services, or Face Safe Strike Action. And for 5 days after that, nobody has contacted them from the Ministry of Labor. There are fears that the NWHEN, when I sought to know on Wednesday if the federal government and the NMA had scheduled a meeting to sort out their differences, the Association's General Secretary Phillips Ekpe, doctor, said that they have yet to reach out. He says, we have yet to get any message or invitation from the government. If they call us, we'll let you know. But they have yet to say anything on the matter. The NMA scribe also said the association was aware that the federal government had stopped the salaries of striking NAD workers based on the no work, no pay rule it invoked recently. And it says that it's very sad and unnecessary. We are hopeful that things will be done and so on and so forth. The Minister of Health, Osagie Ehanere, did not take calls to his mobile telephone on Wednesday. But I don't think they called the Minister of Labour, who himself is a medical doctor.
Yep.
I said I won't say anything, but I need to add this. The people who, I said it this morning, went around the whole country asking us to vote for them, telling us they will do this and they will do that, have now turned London into a Mecca. They are visiting themselves. They are going to one of the most expensive hospitals in the world to get themselves treated. They're visiting themselves, paying courtesy calls. This one fell sick, went to London. The other one fell sick, went to US, and I drank London, doing all that. We are here facing a doctor strike. I'm going to open up the lines, okay? And please, let's be very careful. I know, you know, you would feel agitated, so do I, but let's just take it easy. I'll take the first caller now. Hello, good morning. Oh, the number. That shows you how disorganized I am this morning. 0700-993-993-993. And the female number is, that's for females. It's not working. So the females will have to struggle with the other number. With that. So can we now take the first caller? Hello, good morning. Hello. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
My name is Warola Efa.
Yes, sir.
Well, we are all agitated, but we'll put it under control.
Yes.
It's a big shame on the socio-political system we run. Where our leaders will always fall sick. Why would we even have sick leaders? They cannot take care of us. They cannot take care of themselves in the country. They are always outside. It's a shame. It's a shame on the system. And it shows how careless they are for doctors to be on strike for such a long period. Now NMA has said they will join. Nobody is acting proactively until the system collapses. If it collapses, it will collapse on their heads too. They are feeling insulated now. They won't be insulated when it really happens. We know what happened in Afghanistan just a few days back. The leaders ran away. And can you ever be happy in another man's country? Nobody really, if the person has some conscience, will be happy in another man's country. So while we wish them well, they should wish themselves well too.
Thank you. Right. Another one. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
Yeah, Joe is by them.
Yes.
They call me Jonathan.
Yes.
So, Ross GB, what I feel that's happening is that those ministers, those appointed by the president or presidency, don't have decision or comments of their own. And they want to wait for the president to give instruction to talk. And the man will not be talking in his usual character. So left to some of these people alone, they would have done something. But waiting for the man that has given instruction, don't say what I asked you to say. Don't take decision what I asked you to take decision. That is what is happening.
That is what you think is happening.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Sheriff, this is a dimension I never thought of. You know, that is it possible that some of our top officials are like what you would call his master's voice, and if the master has not spoken, they can't speak.
It's most likely.
Or they can't move.
But I think that's a culture. It's really a Nigerian political culture. Yes, it's a Nigerian political culture. That's why it's sometimes difficult for the media, for instance, to get word out of the government. Look at that.
Yeah, that one's terrible. Man.
Yeah. I mean, how is that even possible? Right from the sink.
Don't let someone think of what's coming out there. But let's go
back to our conversation. So it's very difficult for the media to get interviews, to get this government people to grant you interview, for instance. The PAMSEC will not grant you interview. The Director of Public Affairs in the Ministry will not grant you interview because if he does, the PAMSEC would be angry. If PAMSEC does, the commissioner or the minister will be angry. If the commissioner does or the minister does, the president's people will be angry. If they do, the president himself will be upset.
Wow.
So it's just when people say talk to them, bring them, that's so.
Well, but
it's then, a culture.
But it's sad because that's why it might be difficult for us to always put our first 11 forward.
Yeah.
For public service, because I mean I can't function in it. Maybe that's why I've never taken up any offer in public. I can't function under that kind of dispensation. I'm sorry, I can't. Where my reputation will be on the line. Now, here you have a minister of health, for example, and you have the labor minister. Both of them are medical doctors.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wonder how they feel. For 5 days, you can't contact the enemy because, hypothetically, if what we're saying is what it is, you can't even negotiate. You can't even, you can't even as much as receive them. Maybe so that you won't be seen as some kind of accomplice. Now you're going to be watching what you'll say. If you say that, look, let's pay these people their entitlement. Aha! It's because you are one of them. Things like that.
Yeah.
And it is a very, very sad development.
It is.
Very sad development. But I don't want to leave this place without reading this story because it's quite significant. You can call in later, when we open up our lines again. Sheriff, I'd like you to listen to this one.
Okay.
And those of you at home. Security agents bar Alaafin Olubadan from Lekan Salami Stadium inauguration. Okay, yesterday there was, the Lekan Salami had been redesigned,
the opening,
and built, and it was opened. So it turns out that according to this story, the Alaafin of Oyo and the Olubadan of Ibadan, they left the Lekan Salami complex in anger on Wednesday after security operatives deployed at the entrance of the newly remodeled stadium prevented them from going in. And now you'll be saying to yourself, how could the security operatives have prevented the Alaafin and the Olubadan? Okay, I'll read the story further. It says the Punch correspondent gathered that the prominent traditional rulers had gone to the stadium with their aides, but the security agents stopped them. And it says it was learned that the 83-year-old Alaafin and the 93-year-old Olubadan were made to wait for almost 30 minutes as security agents at the gate were said to have insisted that just one of the aides would be allowed in with each of the monarchs. Ha, we have a problem here. Now, there's a new trend that, I won't say it's worrying, really, but I think that it needs some thinking over, where some of our traditional rulers go to functions with a large entourage of people. Even at weddings and whatever it is, whoever is arranging these things would have prepared the venue for X number of people.
That's right.
For X number of people. And therefore, you might find... I always say that any event you invite traditional rulers to becomes a protocol nightmare. Politicians, it becomes a protocol. They can come in with as much as 25, 30 people.
Ah, that's small.
That's
very small.
Oh, that's small. Ah, way out of small. What you can contain. Now, remember that where they're trying to access would be what you will call the state box. And that has specific seats.
That's right.
Okay, specific seats. And so, therefore, we now need to ask ourselves and think about it critically. What should we be doing in a situation like this? The spokesperson for the Olubadan, when contacted, he called it a shabby treatment of the royal fathers. And the spokesperson for the Alaafin confirmed the incident. and they call them overzealous security, whatever. This is what I think might be the way out. If, as a dignitary, you are invited to an event, I would suggest that you have a protocol person who goes ahead a day before, goes with the number of people you might want to come with, and sits down and negotiates with the organizers to say, this is the number of people that we can accommodate. So my advice to our royal father, sir, with due respect, is get a protocol officer. Every event you are going to attend, and let somebody go ahead and make what I would call the proper arrangement. Because I would assume that a state box would have, say, space for just about 200 people, really. And the thinking of those who designed the stadium would be that, apart from maybe if the president comes, in which a lot of his aides would not sit anyway, they'd be in dark corners in suits and overcoats and whatever, but you'd usually come with an ADC or something. That is what the planning would be. You might find that the venue might not be able to accommodate all the entourage and this and that, and so on and so forth. But that is my suggestion to them. I don't know whether it would be right for me to suggest that, why go with such a large entourage anyway? But I've asked a few questions in the past, and I was told that, well, you know, that's the way it is. But growing up, I didn't see things like that. It looks to me like a new phenomenon. Blowing a trumpet and having these aids and this and that.
Because all of these things are employment generation means for these people.
Oh, employment generation.
Yeah, so once you are a chief or something, you have all these people around you that you want to.
And you must find them something
you
to
must,
do.
Yes. Yeah. But I want to, I don't know. I don't think I want to believe that there wouldn't have been a prior arrangement to having Alaafin and Olubadan at that venue yesterday.
No, there would have been a prior arrangement, but maybe they couldn't accommodate the numbers.
I don't know.
What do you think would have been responsible?
I think it could just be something else, because these people are big. We're talking about Alaafin. I mean, you will create the space.
Listen.
You have to create the space.
You know, it also depends on the venue that you're using, the venue of the event. Now, you know that a stadium, the way the seats are built, they are packed.
Yeah. Together, like.
Together. Yeah. Mm. Now, you had about three or four governors there. You had Atiku, you had dignitaries.
Yeah. And the place was filled up.
The place would be filled up.
Yeah, it was filled up.
That's why I'm recommending having a high, and the protocol officers these traditional rulers would have should be a high ranking
experienced protocol officers.
Protocol person who will say that, okay, the entrants can come with him, but when they get to the A, B, C, D are the only ones who need to go in with him. That kind of compromise could be reached. Because looking at the pictures of the event in other papers, Akeredolu was there. Of course, Makinde was the host. He was there. Atiku was there. There was one other governor who was there in the photograph that I saw.
Yeah.
And you know, like I said, I mean, Kekere, you played in the stadium. I mean, all the ball you played, you didn't play in any stadium.
No, I did not play there. I did not play in that one.
So you played two goalkeepers now, I1, I2.
I know.
But you, a stadium, that's why that's more compelling, because if you had been an event on a field.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you could create the space, but the stadium is packed.
It's there, yeah.
It's packed, and therefore. It's a pity. But I think...
I don't know how they're going to resolve that. I don't know how they're
going to
resolve
also,
that.
Well, also, maybe we now need to add that also on the part of the government, this is a lesson, and those are people in Lagos who should learn from this. When you're going to invite a traditional ruler, send your protocol officer from... the ministry,
from the government,
from
house
the government of, house or just, whatever, to go discuss, you know, with them that Kabiesi.
COVID,
whatever, when COVID is gone, what excuse will they use?
Because I don't know how they're going to resolve it, because it looked very embarrassing.
It is
humiliating.
But remember, let me clear this on the story so people don't go with the wrong impression. Nobody said the cabbages could not come in.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
What they just said was that they could only come in with one aide. And I think one aide is a bit, at least two should have, given our own tradition.
I think it's humiliating to be saying that there.
Yes, so it should have been agreed.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you. And the advice to the two sides, our traditional rulers should by now have really and truly have a first grade protocol person who, especially for state events like this, would have gone ahead. And it shouldn't be a low level officer, it should be somebody with some, what's the English word for carifi?
I think it's. He did not just say that.
No, yeah, I'm like the carifi now. I'm like
someone with clout, someone with.
Clout does not fit into that word carifi.
Because there's nothing that can fit into it, it's too big.
Let's open up our lines and hear what our people have to say.
All right, indeed.
Hello, good morning.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir.
Well done. How is your day?
Fine, thank you.
Thank you, sir. This is Godwin calling from Loshoro.
Yes.
Yes, I'm contributing in respect of the dilemma of our medical situation in this country.
Yes, please go ahead. Just go ahead, sir.
Yes, I would have, by now, from the experience we've had during COVID-19, where palliative, a lot of money given in respect of the welfare and the health of this country, that the general hospital and most of the hospital in this country today would have been fortified with a lot of medical equipment, medicine, infrastructural wise, that at least 80% functional.
Yes.
And with also having the president that is known for health condition and using that advantage to make the situation of medical all over the country is such that people will tell. Fortunately, we find ourselves like this. And the people we have, the rulers we have, they seem not to know about God. They seem not to know where they are coming from, that they will go back after the time to that society. And the way and manner these people, they are served under that kind of situation, going to look at them, will equally tell with time. And they are not learning from what is happening outside the country. But one thing I know is this. There is always a reward for whatever one does.
Okay, sir.
If you do good, the record will fail.
I think your point has been noted, sir. We just have a minute for everybody. And it's now 9:48. In another 10 minutes, the takers will be here. So we want to give a lot more people an opportunity to express themselves. Thank you very much for your contribution. Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Uncle Jimmy, good morning.
Morning. Please turn off the radio, you know.
I can hear you clearly now. Yes, I've put it off. The one you were looking for was gravitas. You need somebody with gravitas who would be on the side of
gravitas is not the same as carifi odiari. Gravitas, does it include some of the things I cannot mention on radio you need to have on you?
Exactly, sir. That is somebody somebody you can talk to.
Does
somebody who understands all the understated things that people talk about.
Does gravitas...
Secondly, sir.
Yes.
Secondly, sir. On top of this Nigeria matter, sir. People don't know, no? My grandfather used to have a house, still has a house, he's late now, at the Lasamaja. And we hosted the head of Dunlop in Liberia.
Yes.
This was a man who had two official houses in Liberia. This was a man who had two drivers, whose family was entitled to travel twice abroad.
Yes, go on. Yeah.
From Liberia. And this gentleman had to be living in a one-room apartment in Nigeria. He lost one of his children. Couldn't find that child until he left that house. So many of our leaders don't know that it is because they still have a country that the millions and billions they have stashed abroad has not been taken from them. Once you no longer have a country to call your own, don't think you have a plan B. Once you no longer have a country to call your own, they know where every cent that you have saved is. and collect that scent, that they will ask you to come and prove.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
I didn't know that was where it was going. Mm-hmm. I had to ask him, yeah. if the word gravitas, if check called the dictionary, if Kurume is written anywhere inside. I mean, we are talking about somebody, Tony Kanufi, he has saying gravitas.
I understand.
Kuye. I should have told him. How can gravitas be the same as Kurume? As a
Karufi.
Yeah. Is there somebody who has Karufi to speak on behalf of the other?
Ha.
A man who will, first of all, before he opens his mouth to talk, will put his hand in his pocket and lick something.
Or be rubbing something.
They don't rub. That's the latest one. Now you just see what Tolani. They say Babagila is a month last week. At least we're able to laugh a bit before we leave today. We had a rub this morning.
Yeah, so it's
it wasn't a good day.
It's been that type of day.
But I'm glad let me go home and sip some coffee. Yeah. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, let's take this one.
Hello. Morning. Morning.
Hello?
Hello, yes. Go on.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, please go on.
Kind of hell. So let's take another one.
Hello.
Morning.
Yeah.
So my contribution.
Yes.
That's bad.
Quickly.
Connection.
It's a bad connection. Yeah. I got to get out of there.
There's
one more. Yeah. Okay. Hello. Morning.
Good morning, Yakun Jimmy.
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
This is not sir. This is Madam Ishi.
Ah, sorry, ma. I got. We have a pastor who can use the female line, and we have a madam if you can use the male line.
Yes.
All join.
People don't want to repair our line, man.
All join.
In the past 3 days.
All join, man.
Okay, man.
Quickly.
Thank you. I want to talk about this medical tourism.
Oh, okay.
Ordinary vaccine. It took them more than a month to put in the health centers. But my president, our political leaders, they will run for small surgery from London. Maybe, what is that most expensive hospital in London? Is it across something?
I don't know. I never did there before.
You go London. You go London where we're now COVID-19 free here. They run down to that place to go and take treatment and leave us here. Not to even get ordinary vaccine.
Yes.
And they will get us to go and register. Because we want to take inoculation. Jimmy, me and you, we went to school in this Lagos. When they come to give us inoculation in school in the 60s,
yes.
Is it not a tabo, pa, that's what they do. Why can't they do it for us here? And let everybody take this job and help me.
Okay, man. Thank you very much. I got to go. Time is up. I got to go. Thank you very much. Man. That's an angry call, but she made a valid point, really. We'll be back again tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow's Friday. It will be much easier. We hope it will be a brighter day. Today started off not too good for myself and Sheriff. I have to find a way to cool him down. Unfortunately, he doesn't use green bottle. He doesn't use brown bottle.
He has to find a way.
I can't send you.
I don't even want
I have a box of Cuban cigars that I can send to you. You won't smoke it.
No, I won't.
Eh?
Find a way now. There's always a way.
Of all devices, you say you don't smoke.
One way is just to give me your J Cruiser.
That's one way. You want to see my
mother. That's just one way.
Then I have to wait through the flood going home. you want to take my mother to go carry it. It will happen. We'll be back here again tomorrow morning at 9. Shelly will be here from 5.
That's actually. Right. That's
we'll
right.
Be back here again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and at 9 o'clock. And don't forget on Saturday we have GT Ogunye. We'll be talking about these legal jaguajantes that we have, okay? Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the rest of the day. Be careful. If you don't have to go out, stay indoors. We'll see you tomorrow at 9. Bye.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.